Glenn, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure. Good morning.
So could you tell us, what do you think Williamson had set out to prove in this play, Sorting Out Rachel?
Look, I don't know what he set out to prove, but what he does, I guess, is dissect the heart of Australian family life, and he's created a two-tiered play, in a sense. He's got a family drama about a man who is very wealthy, as you say, who returns home to sort out his dysfunctional daughter's home life. And simultaneously, there's another play happening where he's facing up the fact that he has an illegitimate daughter who has decided that she wants to stake some claim on his fortune as well. But his dilemma is that he can't let his legitimate daughter know about the affair that he'd had throughout his daughter's life.
And so you were playing Craig in the play. Could you tell us a little bit more about your character and how he fits into everything?
Yeah, look, it'd probably be fair to say that Craig's a bit of a schmuck, I suppose. his father-in-law is quite a bully. And Craig, who has high aspirations, yet limited ability to achieve those aspirations, I guess, and he's set his sights well beyond his financial capabilities. So he's looking at this $60 million fortune with, hungry eyes. And I don't want to give away too much.
But, no, of course not, yeah.
but complications ensue.
Oh, there we go. I love that. Complications ensue. Now, you've worked on a whole bunch of Williamson's plays. What do you think sets Sorting Out Rachel apart from some of the others?
Look, it's hard thing to say. There's this thing that I've done a lot of David Williamson plays. In fact, more than half of my professional career has probably been spent one way or another involved with David's work. And he's the most brilliant technician. You can read these things in a closed room and you might have a bit of a giggle, but it's not until you put them in front of an audience that you really get a taste for what these plays are. Audiences have been more exposed to Williamson than any playwright, I would argue, even including Shakespeare. So there's a really strong connection between the ear of the audience and David's writing. And so you get these things up in front of an audience, and regardless of what you thought the play might be doing in a rehearsal room or, reading it at home, you put it in front of an audience and this thing comes alive, bursts into life. Audiences go crazy for Williamson's writing because they somehow recognize themselves or people close to them. He has an uncanny ability to tap into the way Australians speak.
Yeah. Well, you were describing Craig a little bit earlier there, and I was like, yep, I know one or two people like that, I will admit.
Look, it's amazing how many people after a show say, oh, that's my granddad, or that's my daughter. That is my daughter to a T. It's exactly how she speaks, it's how she behaves. He's even said those, behaved in exactly that manner at home. It's extraordinary. I think he writes a lot about his own family, much to their chagrin.
Yeah, no, definitely a talented dude. The play, Sorting Out Rachel, it had its world premiere just last month, so really, really recently. What was the reception like? How did it all go down?
It's been, it's a sellout, pretty much a sellout season.
Wow.
And that's a Williamson trait as well. Audiences know that he's reliable. They're going to get value for their money because his laugh per minute ratio is pretty bloody high. It's quite amazing. The reception has been typically enthusiastic, and it's to be inside these plays is such a great feeling because it's like you're riding the machinery is so fine that it's like riding a perfect wave, and when you get into a good rhythm with your audience, the play starts and in the blink of an eye it's over because we've just ridden this roller coaster ride hilarity, really.
Well, it sounds absolutely brilliant. How can people get involved? How can people come and see?
Well, they contact the Ensemble Theatre in Kirribilli. You can Google them at ensemble.com.au or you find the number and book online. But my my recommendation, and I'm not one for giving advice, but I'd say if you really want to see another great Williamson play, book now, because the tickets will definitely disappear. I don't think we need to spruik this one too much. I think it's going to take care of itself.
No, fair enough. We'll get involved. Well, Glenn, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, it's a great pleasure. Nice to speak with you.